Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome, welcome, welcome. It is Debbie MG, and yes, it is Tuesday, the 18th of October, and I am here to do the Pure Inspiration Talks as I do normally on a Tuesday between 8:30 and 9 p.m. So welcome and thank you for joining me. If this is the first time you're joining me, I just want to give you a little bit of background history on Pure Inspiration Talks. Basically, I have been encouraging, inspiring, motivating and uplifting people for many, many years. And so I desired not just to keep this in my small network of friends and family and associates and, you know, clients, but really to put it out there so that you guys can hear more about what I talk about. I speak from a place of knowing myself, and also from a place of going through so many different experiences that I share authentically about what I believe to be true. And I basically speak so that I can encourage and inspire you. And also there's things that friends and family and just people just go through, and I draw from that and I learn from that also, and I bring that to you in a way that I believe can also encourage you to live a purposeful life. So that's a little bit about Pure Inspiration Talk. It's really just to inspire and uplift and motivate you. For those of you who know, I also speak on Periscope as well. If you want to, you can come into the chat room with me. I am going to launch the chat room now. So it's really a click of the button and you can enter into the chat room and speak with me in there. I will try to have a look in there every few minutes a few minutes just to see if anyone's in there and wants to talk. So I'm going to go onto Periscope now and go live onto Periscope. Hi, Periscope. Hi, everyone. Hi. So Pure Inspiration Talks this is, and I am Debbie MG, and I am coming to you because I want to encourage, motivate and uplift you. Those of you who are on Periscope, I've already done the whole spiel on Blog Talk Radio. So for those of you who are just joining me on Periscope, I come on here every week just to encourage, inspire, motivate and uplift you to live a purposeful life. And how do I do that? Sometimes I use the word of God to do that. Sometimes I use my own personal experience. Sometimes I use experiences of other people and things that I've actually learned or seen on social media, and I do some research and then I bring it to you just to encourage and inspire you. So today's topic is your test is for your best. Your test is for your best. And I know that some of you are probably thinking, all right, really? My test is for my best? I don't think so. But I just want to encourage you because I'm standing in a place where I am being tested and tried on so many levels. And so I know what it's like when we face challenges. I know what it's like when we are being tested. And so I'm really speaking from a place of knowing and experiencing that. The reason why I wanted to bring this to you is because I am a believer. I pray and I seek God regarding my life and the lives of others that are around me. And, you know, I pray for my nation. I do my part. And because I've been going through so many different and difficult challenges over the last few months, you know, losing close people to me. Oh, hi, thanks for joining. I just saw the hearts there. Thanks on Periscope, that is, for those of you on Blog Talk Radio, thanks for the hearts. So it's been quite challenging, and so, you know, when you've been down a very familiar road before and you're like, I've been here, I've been down this road, and sometimes we feel like, why are we back here? Well, I got the revelation just the other day that I am in this place really not because I didn't learn from before, but really to know that I am stronger. I am a stronger person than what I was the last time I experienced difficulties and challenges in this area. So I know that sometimes you hear if you haven't passed the test, you're going to go all the way around and do it again and do it again, and you're going to experience that same thing over and over again until you learn. Well, I believe that I sincerely believe that that's not always the case. I sometimes think that the same test comes your way, like with me currently, comes your way really so that it can show you where you've learned, show you where there's been growth, and show you where you can now pat yourself on the back and say, wow, I didn't realize I was that strong. I didn't realize that I've overcome this challenge before, and I've learned in the process, if you're following me. So I've been experiencing challenges that I've experienced before, and this time around, I've dealt with it completely differently, and a man am I proud of myself. I am absolutely proud. But I wouldn't have known how I would have handled this test and how I would have dealt with it unless I had gone through it. Do you understand? So it's not always because you haven't learned the first time. It could really be that layering, taking off layers, where you need to learn that you are an amazing person, that you are stronger, that you are brave, that you are bold. And so that's the stance that I want to come from today. I want to encourage you to acknowledge and understand. And I think that it hasn't stopped. I thought that my periscope has stopped. For you to acknowledge and know that you are probably stronger, braver, bolder, happier, more beautiful than what you was the first time you went through a difficult and challenging situation in a particular area. So your test is for your best. I want to break that down to you. So I've used the word test, and for those of you who know me, I like doing acronyms. It helps me to stay focused. You guys can grab your pen and paper and start writing these down if you so desire. So I've got someone in the chat room on Blog Talk Radio. So I just wanted to just break this down to you and let you look at it from this perspective. So I've used the word test, and I've actually said that it's a temporary exercise to show you're teachable and that you've been transformed. So I've likened it to this: a temporary exercise to show you're teachable and transformed. So, you know, sometimes we don't know that we are teachable. Sometimes we don't know that we've been transformed, but it's a temporary exercise. It isn't a lifetime exercise. We actually go through these tests, and it can be 2 days, it can be 2 years, it can be whatever time period we are going through these tests and these challenges. But ultimately, what I want to say is that I believe that it's a temporary exercise that shows you're teachable and that you've been transformed. So that's the word test. That's how I've interpreted it, and I've actually broken it down like that. Why have I done it like that? Because that's what it spoke to me. That's what it said to me. And I hope that that can encourage you, because if you realize that something is temporal, you can bear it that much more. So I was sharing with my friend just the other day about me having all of my children, all of them, and without any painkillers. So I've got 5 children, and I determined in my mind that I wasn't going to actually take any form of painkillers. Why? Because I didn't want my children being drugged. Thanks for joining. I didn't want my children, you know, experiencing those drugs in their system. But not just that, I believe that I knew what the pain was, and so I believe that because I knew what the pain was, that I could actually conquer it. And I know for some of you, you're thinking, oh, that's absolutely crazy, I'm not sitting there in any pain. Well, I've got a high pain threshold, first and foremost. And so when I had my children, when I decided that I wasn't going to have the painkillers, I thought a few things. I thought, well, this is just a temporary thing. It's not a lifetime thing. And I actually know what the pain is. It's not as though I didn't know what the pain is. Thanks for joining. It's not as though I didn't know what the pain is. And then I practiced the things that I was taught in order to go through that process. So for me, it didn't seem as difficult and challenging. And I knew that once I had delivered my child, that the pain was actually going to go. So when you look at your tests and the challenges that you're going through, please look at it from a perspective of this is a temporary situation. It's not a lifetime situation. I was in a place where I was thinking some of my challenges, because it was going on for so long, I felt as though this is, when is this going to end? This just feels like forever. But I've come to realize that all of these tests and all of these challenges are temporal. In the Bible, it says this too shall pass. And I think that sometimes when we get caught up with this is a difficult time, we get so caught up in, because it's a difficult time, we cannot see the end of it, and we don't realize that it's temporary. So test, I've likened it to temporary exercise to show you're teachable and transformed. So that's what I've broken it down to be, because, like I said before, that's how it speaks to me. When I'm putting these together, I basically, hi, thanks for joining. When I'm putting this together for you to encourage and inspire you, I really want you to understand it in a simplistic form. You know, I'm not all technical. I don't speak any kind of jargons or anything like that. No, I'm not a preacher. I'm just someone that is encouraging and inspiring those who desire to listen. So I desire that it's not something that is going to be too technical. So that's why I like doing acronyms. So because the subject is your test is for your best, I've actually broken down the word best, and the first letter is B, and I've said bold, but I've also slashed that and said brave. Brave and being bold kind of go hand in hand. Now, when you're going for your test and you come out of your test, I'm saying that I believe that you are at your best. You are absolutely at your best. And when you go through these situations, these challenges, I believe that it brings about a boldness in you. It causes you to now feel more braver than what you actually was when you was actually going through it. And sometimes you don't realize how bold and how brave you are in the situation and in the challenges. It's only when you come out and you start reflecting and looking at the person that you've become that you realize, wow, I was actually more braver and more bolder than what I actually thought I was. But whilst you're in it, it's very difficult and it's very challenging, and so you can't really see the person that you're becoming. And that's another B, isn't it? Becoming, because after you have been tested and after you have been torn to pieces, as I would kind of put it, that's like you when you're flying. Okay, I don't know, maybe you're a pilot. It basically, when you basically come through, you can reflect and you can look back and think, wow, this is absolutely awesome. Thanks for the hearts. This is absolutely awesome. I was actually bold and I came through this. So the next word I wanted to share with you is E for enlightened. And we're going through the word best. you get scared, you hate it. Sorry, I'm trying to stay focused, but I'm also reading your messages, which is naughty because I normally read messages afterwards. So, but it's only me and you that's not actually on here, so that's fine. So the next word is enlightened. When you go through your testing, I believe that when you come out the other side and you are at your best, you are totally enlightened. You see things completely different from what they was before. You get more of an understanding, you get more of clarity. It's different, the way how you see things, it's completely different from when you're actually in it. When you come through a situation, like I said, you're able to look back and see where you have changed, where you've developed, where you have grown. And I think that if we can understand that when we are going through difficulties and challenges, that we are not going to always understand it, but when we come out and we are feeling better and we are at our best, I believe we definitely are enlightened, that we see things so much more clearer. The next word that I've actually said is stronger. And the word stronger, it to me, it speaks volumes. You know, like sometimes you get people and they can sometimes say, oh, you know, I'm strong. I know for a fact that sometimes when we are going through our challenges, we feel strong in the midst of it. But it's only when you actually go through the whole challenge, when you come out the other side, that you can again look back and reflect and realize that you were stronger than what you actually thought you was. You managed to overcome, you managed to get through, despite the way how you might look, come out of it, despite the way how you might feel when you come out of it. Because oftentimes when you come out of a difficult situation and a testing time, you don't particularly feel bold, you don't particularly feel brave, you don't particularly feel strong, you don't feel those feelings. But when you actually break it down and you realize what it is that you've actually gone through and come through, you realize, do you know what? I'm a lot stronger. And I say this to people, you are a lot stronger and you're a lot more resilient than what you actually think. Thanks for the hearts. You're a lot stronger and a lot resilient than what you actually think you are. The fact that you're able to come through a situation and look back and say, wow, look how much I've grown. Look at who I am today, tells me that you are stronger. You must be stronger. There must be something within you that caused you to get through. I don't know, for some of you it might be God, for others of you it might be family and friends. I don't know what it is that causes you to get through and able to come out the other side, but I just want to encourage you that if you go through that testing period and if you keep your head up high and if you get empowered and if you tap into the right people, you will come out most definitely stronger and be absolutely at your best. So the final word that I've actually got for you here is a two-part word, and I've actually said transform and I've actually said testimonies. Why have I said testimonies? Thanks for joining me, you guys, in the chat room on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for joining me. I've said transformed because when you come through, when you go through your test and you go, let me put it like this, when you go through your test, at the time, you might not even realize or recognize that it is actually a test. You will just feel like, well, not all of you, but some of you might feel like, why me? Why am I going through this? Especially if you've gone through it before. Like I was saying in the beginning, if you've gone through something before and you go through it again, sometimes you feel like, why me? Why do I have to go through this difficult situation again? And oftentimes, I don't know what circles you're in, but in the circles that I am in, we say, why not me? Why not me? Because there are sometimes these layers that needs to come off. There's other things that needs to be made in your character. Your character might need to be tweaked. There might be things that need to drop off of you. There might be things that you need to bring into you. And so, hi, thanks for joining on Periscope. That is, thanks for joining. There are different attributes and there's different characteristics that might need to be birthed in you. And so when you are being transformed, you are being transformed, I believe, through your test, through you going through what you're going through. And the way that you come out and the person that you become is so much better, so much bolder, so much braver than what you was before. And so I've come to learn not to despise the different tests that I'm going through and not to be resentful for the fact that I've been here and I've done this already. Why am I going through it again? But really to look at it and try to understand, what is it that I need to learn? What is it that I have learned about myself? And move forward, not looking at really the situation, but really what is actually being birthed in me? What is helping me? How is it causing me to grow? So I said transform because when you do go through tests, you are transformed. There are some people that are transformed into monsters when they go through different tests. And then there's those of us who are transformed. When I say turning to monsters, I know when I was going through a really difficult testing time, I became a monster. I was just not a nice person. And now I can say that was because I was ignorant. I didn't realize the test that I was actually going through. I was quite resentful. I was angry. I was unforgiving. I was really bitter and I manifested that. And so I know that when you go through your transformation after going through tests, you can be transformed into something horrible or you can be transformed into something beautiful. You decide, really. It depends on how you take on what is being thrown at you. If you take on a lot of what is going on in a negative way, and if you're pessimistic, and if you're worrying, and if you're depressed, then the manifestation, or the way how you manifest, is in a negative way. It become quite resentful and bitter towards people. And also, I find that when you go through your test and you come out the other side, like I said, this is your test is for your best. So when you come out the other side, I want you to look at what you've learned. Look at how you've grown. What is it that you are now doing that you wasn't doing before? The positive things. Because during that season of testing, there must be things that you are learning. There were so many examples in the Bible of people who were being tested, and after they was tested, they came out, well, all of them, I would say, that's when their actual ministry, as it were, their calling, their purpose was actually revealed. And I was even speaking to someone just last night, and we was talking about when Jesus was being tested. You know, the enemy was saying, you know, if you just jump off of this cliff, you know, surely God will save you, you know, you'll be good. And it was a test, and he passed the test, and there was so many tests that he went through. And after that, that's when his ministry was being manifested. That's when all the great, amazing works he'd done. So I'm saying that to say this, that during your testing and coming through, don't resent where you're at. Don't resent the fact that you may be doing the same thing, going through the same thing again and again. And I'm telling you, I'm speaking from a place of knowing, because I'm in it right now. I haven't even come through. I'm in it right now. And I'm being tested on every side. And I'm remaining positive, because I know that there are lessons in the midst of it. And there's things that in me, and I will be able to encourage people and inspire people, because I would have been transformed, and I will have my testimony to share. After I come through, I know without a shadow of a doubt that the words that I will speak will bring life, it will bring strength, it will cause others to be inspired and to be empowered, and help them to understand that it's not just them, they're not just by themselves. So I wanted really to bring this to you, because I know that so many of us is going through difficult and challenging times at the moment, and not really understanding why they are going through certain things. And I'm not saying that this is the be all and end all of answers, and you know, I've just got the answers here, but I'm just giving you a perspective of where I'm coming from, and knowing that I'm being tested at the moment, and it is difficult and it is challenging, and you have to try and keep your head, you know, together, and think positively and smile and get on and just be you in the midst of going through your tests and going through your trials, because ultimately there is something in you that needs to be birthed. There's something in you that needs to be strengthened. There's something within you that needs to come out to encourage and inspire other people. It's not just always about us and us feeling good. It is about us being transformed. It is about us being renewed in our mind, in our spirit, and ultimately being able to touch and affect other people's lives. So I really wanted to encourage you. Maureen on Blog Talk Radio said, I agree, embrace all tests and challenges as opportunities for growth and learning. And it is so true, because if we don't seek them out and see it as opportunities, then I think that we're not learning in the process, and hence we come back to that place. And there's not anybody in life that don't go through tests. Come on, our children are at school and they have to do their tests. They have to learn their spellings, and then they go into school, and yeah, they feel nervous and feel like, you know, am I going to get this right? And they get tested on these spellings, and they feel absolutely, well, I can speak for my children and my grandchildren, they feel absolutely great when they realize that they got 10 out of 10. Throughout our lives, we're going to be tested in so many different areas. There's doctors, nurses, lawyers, bankers, whatever. They go to university and they study for a really long time. They have to be tested. How are you going to know if you've passed? How do you know that you're bolder? How do you know that you're braver if you never be tested in the areas that are going to cause you to be bold and to be brave? How are you going to know who you really are and the strength and the resilience that you have within you if you're not tested and tried? How? It's impossible for you to really understand the strength that you have and the ability to help others and to empower others if you're not tested. It's impossible. You are going to have to go through tests and you're going to have to go through challenges in your life. And I'm just coming to encourage you not to lose heart, not to be disheartened, to really understand that it's not to tear you down, it's to build you up and for you to help others along the way. There's so many people that is out there that have their gifts shut up inside of them because they're angry and they're bitter and, you know, resentful for what they've actually gone through or going through. And so so many people die with their gifts because they haven't really tapped into who they are. Every time a test or a challenge comes their way, they resent it and they run away. You know, I don't know if you're familiar with the Bible, but Jonah was in the belly of the whale. In the belly of the whale, and that was because he was running away from his calling. He said no, he's not going to go to Nineveh. He don't want to do that, and so he ended up being in the belly of the whale. And then when he decided to surrender, that's when he actually came out, and then he went and he empowered these people in this city. And so sometimes we can be running away from the very thing that is going to cause our lives to be the best that it possibly can be, to touch lives in a way that we couldn't touch their lives if we didn't go through the testing and the trials. And so as you can hear, I'm all about people. I'm all about trying to help people to be their best and to show up with what they have and to use what they have, because ultimately, without you, without me, you know, we're just like all just sailing past each other. And I find it so important for us to connect. It's so important for us to understand our purpose and our calling. So I'm going to just go through this once more before I actually log off. And then I can take any questions if anybody wants to ask any questions quickly before I log off. So we're talking about your test is for your best. And I've used the word test. And I said it's a temporary exercise to show you're teachable and transformed. A temporary exercise to show you're teachable and transformed. When I was thinking about the word test, that's what came to mind for me. And then I took the word best because after you go through your test, I believe that you will be at your best. And the first letter was bold, and I gave it a stroke, brave, because I believe that when you're at your best, when you've gone through your test and gone through your challenges, that you come out bolder and you come out brave. And the next word is enlightened. Again, I think that each one of us, when we do go through things, we think, wow, I didn't really actually see things like that. I didn't actually view things in that respect. And for me, I have been totally enlightened going through this test. This time round, I feel like, wow, I've actually learned some major things. And like I said earlier on, I'm patting myself on the back because I've definitely been in life, definitely. The next word is strong. And yeah, we definitely, when we go through tests and trials and challenges, we definitely come out stronger. Or we can come out, you know, I've come out of situations, circumstances where I initially felt weak and then became stronger. The final word is transformed stroke testimony, because I believe that when we go through our tests that there is some transformation that takes place. And ultimately, I believe that we should share that with others, which is your testimony. So I just really wanted to leave that with you. Guys, I am absolutely knackered. I was up till 5 o'clock this morning. This Sunday, this weekend I have the phenomenal book tour, which is taking place in Greenwich in London. You can hit me up on social media to find out more information regarding that. This Sunday we have UK Unsigned, which is a talent competition essentially, and I was doing the gospel aspect of it, and there's still time for those of you to register. So it's www.ukunsigned.co.uk. You can go on there and you can register for £10, and the act actually goes to America. But again, you can find out all of that information on social media. You can find me, Debbie Martin Garcia or Debbie MG on all platforms, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, G+. You can find me on all of those platforms. And so I really appreciate you guys joining me. I'm looking forward to Thursday. Thursday is my radio show on YDN Radio. I'm looking forward to being with you guys. That's from 8 till 10 p.m. My guest that is on this week is Suzanne. She is one of the women on the Phenomenal Book Tour. For those of you who are on Blog Talk Radio, thank you once again for joining me on Pure Inspiration Talks. And God bless you. Stay connected and we will speak soon. So for that-